Welcome to a life-transforming experience with the Word of God from Bishop Napoleon Acien. Napoleon Acien is the son of Bishop Dag Heward Mills and the head of the LCI Mission in Cape Town, South Africa. With about 20 years' experience in ministry, Bishop Napoleon Acien has been actively involved with the work of God in Ghana, UK, and now a missionary in South Africa. He stands with his father in the ministry, teaching and emphasizing his word with extraordinary grace and faith. Join us now as he delivers the word of God under the anointing.
So we are continuing with the series that we began. Hallelujah.
Amen.
43 reasons why people don't pay tithes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I believe that we have seen some reasons, but we are going to continue. Amen?
Amen.
Are you there? We are going to continue. And we notice that, what is the first reason that people don't pay tithe? People don't know. Number two, why do people not pay tithe? They don't believe, they choose not to believe in tithing. Number three, they suffer from selective what? Obedience. They choose what to obey. Number four, they think it's the Old Testament law and it's not applied to them in the New Testament. Hey. Number five, they believe the word of God but they don't trust the pastors. Say mercy. Okay, number six, they do not respect or honor God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The word says honor the Lord. So if you don't honor, it means you don't respect the Lord. Number seven,
greed.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Greed does not allow people to give God his portion. Did I tell you the story of seven people who shared 7,000? Seven people shared 7,000 and one person did not get anything. I'm telling you, the problem is it's become like a family issue. It's not been solved. Seven people shared 7,000, one person did not get any. Another time I'll tell you. Number eight, they feel they are being cheated. I like that one. You see, you need to be somebody who think deep. If you don't think deep, you wouldn't even know that there's a hand behind your being. Because you may think that because you go out and you come in, you are the one going and coming. You need to think deep to know that you are not yourself. God has made you who you are. And I like the scripture, how he says it in King James. I think it's Corinthians 4:7. What have you that you did not receive? Did we look at that scripture? If you receive it, why do you boast as though you did not receive it? Is it there? For who maketh thee to differ from another? Who has made you? Look at a person sitting by you. Look at a person. Can you see how different the person is from you?
Different.
Yeah, and God is asking who has made you to differ from that person? And what has thou that did not receive? What do you have? You have long hair. You have bright eyes. You are yellow bone. You are midnight black or ebony black. Ebony black. Who has made you to differ? And what have you that you did not receive? Are you there? Now, if thou didst receive it, why dost thou glory or boast as if thou didst not receive it? Why do you understand? God is asking that everything you have, you are not the source of it. He is the source of it. So he doesn't understand why you don't rather thank God and praise him for your abilities, your intellect. You are very smart, astute. scatter everything we have. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Is that where we go to number 9? Okay, that is where we go to. Okay, so we are continuing. So people who don't pay tithe, normally it is not the issue of tithe. It is sometimes the deception that the devil is serving them. Are you there?
Yes.
Yeah. Whether selective obedience, or they don't trust, or they choose not to believe, or they try to say, have you heard somebody who said that I don't remember? I spoke to you, so I don't remember. How can you say you should remember? All this, it's about the word. Are you there? Christianity is about coming into a kingdom. And many people don't understand this. Our understanding of entering into this new kingdom, which is called the kingdom of light, the kingdom of his dear son, the kingdom of heaven. Hello? When you understand that, when you got born again or you become a Christian, you are entering into a new kingdom. You begin to understand that every kingdom has a king. That's why Jesus is the King of Kings. They are kings, but he's the King of Kings. They are lords, but he's the Lord of what? Lords. And in his kingdom, how are things done? Are you there? That is why when you want to go into somebody's domain, somebody's kingdom, you need a visa. Okay, entry, there's a border, you need a visa to enter. So Jesus began to talk about this kingdom, that except you are born again, you cannot even see the kingdom. People who don't have passport don't even think that they are countries. If you are here and you don't, you see, you may have an ID, but the ID entitles you to move in this kingdom, local. Are you there? So when you don't have a passport, it means that you don't even think that there are countries. That is not what you have said, but by not having it, you have not seen anything apart from you move around with your driver's license and your ID. A beautiful girl like you. A beautiful girl, and you don't even understand what. And people even, somebody even did their passport and he said he was traveling. I said, where? He mentioned, he said, how are you going? So I've got a passport. He did not even notice that after the passport, you need a visa. The pastor said, when we get a passport, now we can travel. So with the passport, he was going to travel. How? You see, you don't understand. You are a local champion. So you don't understand that every kingdom has rule who are admitted. That is why the kingdom of heaven, Jesus will say that the kingdom of heaven is like the kingdom where you begin to talk about a kingdom. But the kingdom, you begin, you see the kingdom when you get born again. John chapter 3, verse number 3. Those on the this thing, please help me. We need to. So this thing about you paying tithe or not paying tithe is about not understanding even the kingdom that you belong to. You don't understand what has happened. And in this kingdom, if you don't know what is done in this kingdom, in some kingdom, they don't even know what is run. Runs are not accepted. They don't even know it. Are you there?
Yes.
Every currency or every kingdom has its currency.
Yeah.
Every kingdom has their rules.
Yes.
Every kingdom have in this kingdom, some kingdoms they drive on the left. Mm. Others they drive on the right.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay,
yes.
In different countries, different things are what do you call it? Different laws apply. In some place, when they see you are in a train or you are in a bus, you have not bought the ticket before buying. Even if you have the money, they will not take the money.
Oh, yes.
They will have to find you. Do you understand?
Yes, for sure.
You need to buy the ticket before you are on board of. Nobody comes to ask you.
Yeah.
Different things apply. So Jesus said that, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then he goes to verse number 5 and he said, how do you enter into the kingdom? This kingdom is not like going to Japan or going to Germany that you need a passport and visa. This kingdom, when you get born again, you see the kingdom. But to enter into the kingdom, hello, when you have a passport, you have recognized that there are kingdoms. When you have a, you recognize that there are kingdoms. But to enter into any of the kingdoms, any of the countries, you need the visa of that country. Do you understand? Yeah. So Jesus said that to enter into this kingdom, to enter and function in this kingdom, you need to be born. Except a man be born of what? Water and of the Spirit. He cannot enter into the kingdom of God. So you can see the kingdom and you may not be able to enter. You can see that, look, what do Namibia is here, but you cannot enter.
Yeah.
You can see that Lesotho is here, you cannot enter. Zimbabwe is here, you cannot enter. You see Zambia, you cannot enter. All you have is your driver's license and your ID card. You cannot enter, even though you see.
Yes.
Do you understand?
Yes.
You need a passport. And when you have the passport, you need a visa, depending on who you are. Hallelujah. Am I preaching to anyone? So those who don't pay tithes, they don't even understand what is happening. They are ignorant. It's just like somebody who says that he's going to travel next week or tomorrow to a place that he doesn't have a passport. You don't even understand. So most of the people who are even in, who have entered the kingdom, who are Christians but don't pay tithes, okay, they don't even understand what operates in this kingdom. In this kingdom, the way up is the way down. In this kingdom, the word of God is everything. The currency, what will cause you to do well in this kingdom, is the word of God. So when you have problem with the word of God, you have problem living in the kingdom. In this kingdom, we operate, we walk not by sight, but by faith.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In this kingdom, faith is our currency, and the word of God is the light that shows us what the word of God says is what we do in this kingdom.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when you don't do the word of God, or you have problem with doing the word of God, it means you are not going to be happy in this kingdom. That is why in Matthew chapter 13, the Bible says, I believe when you read from Matthew 13, from 11, going, it talks about the sower went to sow. Are you there?
Yes.
Yeah, and he explained that the sower sowed the word. The sower sowed the word. Look at the verse number 18 or 19. Verse number 18. Is it there? Okay. When one hear, or when anyone hear the word of the kingdom, are you there? When you hear the word of the kingdom and understand that it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which received seed by the wayside. Now he gave a parable. Can we have this in a Message Bible? You see, so listen to me. In this, that's why the king himself is called the word. In this kingdom, hello, in this kingdom, the most important thing that is going to let you do well is the word.
Okay.
The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, is called the word of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's called what? The word. So when you don't love the word of God, you are going to have conflict with the king. When you hate the word of God, or you don't do the word of God, you are going to oppose the king. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And many people don't know that the devil is always trying to make us not do the word of God. Coming to church, it's not about your nice dress, or it's about the word. If you can dance, you can sing, but move away back home without any word, the devil will clap for you. Because what will change you is the word of God. Hallelujah. Can we read it? One, go. Study the story of the farmer planting the seed. Once anyone hears news of the kingdom and does not take it in, it just remains on the surface. And so the evil one comes along and plucks it right out of that person's heart. This is the seed the farmer scatters on the road. So this kingdom, the devil is seriously about this kingdom. And when he comes, he doesn't inspect the dresses that people are wearing. He does not spend time checking their phones, checking their shoes, checking their hairstyle. He's interested in the word of God. You see, Satan himself, he doesn't send demons when it comes to dealing with the word of God that you are receiving. Bible says, not demons, not evil spirits. Satan himself comes to take the word. Because when you have the word, you are going to be changed. So that's why I'm saying the tithing, those who don't pay tithe, it is your problem is with the word of God, not with money. You don't want to do the word of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is why he said, those who hear his word and do it, they will be likened unto a man that built his house upon a rock. Hallelujah. Not a man that comes to church and worship. Not a man that comes to church and sing. He that heareth my word. Matthew chapter 7, I believe from verse number 24 going. He that heareth my word and obey or doeth it. So the king in this kingdom, everything is about the word of God. That is why it says, another scripture says that heaven and earth will pass away, but his word
will not pass away.
Is it 2035? Matthew 2035 or 2435? Something like that. Heaven and earth will pass away, but his word will not pass away. That is why the enemy does not want you to get the word of God. Because when you have the word of God, you will also not pass away. Everything will pass away. Heaven and earth will pass away. It is the word that will not pass away. So when you will not do his word, you don't have his word. It is the word that is going to preserve you. It is the word that will protect you. It is the word that will secure you. It is the word that will prosper you. It is the word that will change you. It is the word that is responsible for your success. But many people are not doing the word of God. They are not interested. So the titan is also the word of God.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. Wow. Am I preaching to anyone? So you really, really need to understand heaven and earth will pass away, but his word will not pass away. May you do the word of God.
Amen.
So the titan is the word of God that you need to do. Amen.
Amen.
If you joke with it, it's not like, oh, you have the word, but you don't do it. No. It's going to be you against the Lord one day. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Fantastic. So, may you not have any problem with the word of God.
Amen.
In Psalm 119, verse number 89, what does the Bible say? In Psalm 119, I am exalting his word. Because when the word doesn't have, not only about tithing, it have his word also about prayer. His word, whatever his word says must be magnified, must be exalted, must be obeyed. Hallelujah. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heart. His word is settled, it's not going to change. That's what God speaks in absolute form. Psalm 138, verse number 2. Look at what the Bible says. Quickly. Psalm 138, verse number 2. Let's read it together. One, go. I will worship towards thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness, for thy truth, for thou hast magnified thy word above. But many people only know that there is power in the name of Jesus. But Bible says he has magnified his word above his name.
Wow.
Did you know that? That his word is above his name. So you think about what the name of Jesus can do. The name of Jesus can cast out demons.
Oh, yes.
The name of Jesus can bring healing.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, every knee will bow,
and
every tongue shall confess to the glory of the Father that Jesus is Lord. But Bible says his word is above the name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said his word is above the name.
Amen.
His name will cause demons and everything to bow.
Yes.
How much more his word? Because, can I tell you something? Can you keep a secret? Because, listen, your name and you. See, your name can open doors. Somebody can do name dropping.
Okay.
When they say, pastor says I should be, your name can open. But when you go yourself, because he is the word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Hallelujah. That is why the word is exalted. The person is certainly bigger than the name.
Wow.
The person is always bigger than the name. So when you have problem with the word, you have problem. Really, it's a true problem you have. Hallelujah. Are you here or you've gone home? Can I continue sharing? And the issue concerning tithing, you are not the first to start.
Hey, yes, sir.
So number nine, the ninth reason why people don't pay tithes, they are afraid of losing. So they hide their tithe from the church. They are afraid of losing. They are afraid of losing. Because in this kingdom, people who have not entered the kingdom or who don't know how the kingdom operates, this is how they behave. Because they are in a kingdom, but they are operating with something else. They are operating with the rules of the kingdom of darkness. Are you there? In the world, not in the kingdom of God, in the kingdom of darkness, in the worldly system, to have, you need to hoard. To have, you need to save. Not that saving, we hate saving, no. But in this kingdom, there are principles that operate. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The greatest person in the kingdom is not the pompous one, is the servant. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In this kingdom, things are a bit different. Amen.
Amen.
Look at what Paul said in Acts chapter 20. Acts chapter 20, verse number 35. Acts chapter 20. Maybe you can start from verse number 34. Paul was contending with people concerning money. And he had to. So money has always been a problem when it comes to the church. And look at what he said. Acts chapter 20. Yeah, verse 34. He said, ye yourself know that these hands have ministered unto me, unto my necessities, and to them that were with me. He was telling them that, you know, when people begin to tell that I work hard, I'm working for whatever I'm having, it means that there is a lot of, things undertone. People, do you understand? So he was saying to them that you yourself know. You know that it's not your offering that I'm depending on. You know that I'm not depending on your tithe. I've been making tents. These hands have ministered unto my necessity. And not only that, the shepherds and other pastors who are with me, I have even looked after them. When people begin to talk, you need to take notes. Then go to verse number 35. Can we read it together? One, go. I have showed you all all things, how thou so laboring, you ought to support the weak and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. So the man is talking to the, look, I don't even need to come and take offering or tithe. It's, I'm just, had it not been the words of the Lord Jesus? Do you know, it's like, I'm under obligation to let you be blessed. But when I look and listen to what you are saying,
hey,
I can easily not take offering or not take tithes, because my own hands have ministered. So I have worked for everything. I'm not waiting for your offering. This is what Paul was saying. This is what Paul was saying. That don't look at me when I'm taking the offering as though it's the offering I'm waiting. He said, look, my hands has ministered unto my own necessities and all the people who are with me. But the only reason I'm doing this, he said, you should support the weak and also remember the words of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If Jesus said it, then we must do it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. May you do the word of God.
Amen.
So people don't pay tithe because they don't even know the word of God. They think that they are losing. But the Bible says, cast thy bread upon the waters, and after many days, you will find it. Give, and it shall be given unto you. You see, when you don't know the word of God, that's why you think that when you are giving, you are losing. But the word of God says, when you give, it comes back unto you. Pressed down, shaking together, and running over. God will cause men to give back unto your bosom. Can I hear your loudest amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay. Number 10.
Preacher.
People don't pay tithe because they are baby Christians. They are infants. They are not matured. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many parents do we have here? How many parents do you have here? Okay. Can I have a microphone? How old is your daughter?
She's 14, please, Bishop.
14.
Yes, please.
How much does it contribute to the housekeeping?
Zero.
Zero?
Yes.
Does she eat a lot?
Oh, she eats, please. She eats not that much, but she eats. The boy eats a lot.
The boy?
Yes.
Yeah, he's a boy. You need to allow her.
Yes, yes.
Parents, how many of your children are contributing to the housekeeping? Is there? Look, if you are in Christ and you can see the church, the building, the light bills, the water bills, and you come and you sit down, you zip your mouth, you are watching us. You may be 35, you may be 40, but spiritually you are an infant. You are a child, you are a spiritual child. So that's why we don't have a problem. We are not even worried. When you mature, this same daughter, this same son that you have, one day you wouldn't even say it. They will send you money. They say, mommy, just leave everything to us.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you there?
Aye.
So people who don't pay tithe, they are spiritually infant. They are not matured. Even if they are 80 years spiritually. That's what Bible said, that if any man be in Christ, a new creature, hallelujah, and new creatures as newborn babies desire the sincere milk. So you may be old in the flesh, but you may be very young in the spirit. Ask the person sitting by you, are you an infant? Do you contribute towards the homekeeping? What is your contribution? Hallelujah. You see, one of the weekdays I was preaching here, and right after one, our brother came and asked me, oh, I heard you talking about a fridge, can I buy it?
Wow.
That's a mature person.
Wow.
That's a man. You behave like you did not hear that we are talking about any fridge. And the children, they are the one who make a lot of noise in the they go to the fridge, they open the fridge, they will eat. They will eat everything in the fridge. If you follow the children, you will be a professional cook. You cook every day. You cannot move. And they will drink and leave the bottles of the empty things in the fridge so that the air in it will be chilled. I don't know. And they are the ones, if you look at those who are breaking the toilet seats, walking over our gardens, doing, spoiling everything, they are the children. And they are the ones who don't contribute anything. Those who dance and spoil our tires. They are those who don't pay tithes. I'm preaching. Those who come from the house and charge their phones in the church. You think that I work for Eskom or I'm the one, I manufacture the electricity. You come with all your phones and other people's phones. You charge your phone, you charge your power bank, your laptop in the church. And after that, you go. You come and go and use a nice toilet that you did. Even the air that will pass through is nice. You come and poo-poo more than 3 times before you go. Because the one in the house, you need to kill, but this one is nice. And even the tea roll that you are using in your house is 1 ply. One ply, and sometimes if you don't take time, your hands will go somewhere. But when you come to the church, you see that the tea roll is a 2-ply and not a soft one, perforated, perfumed, scented, nice. Even when you don't feel, you feel like using some of the tea rolls. And occasionally some of the tea will get missing. But we don't say anything. Say anything. Sometimes by the time we finish service, most of the tea rolls that we bought is vanished. And I'm saying, this is the people who don't give offering, who don't pay tithe. They look here, they put it into their bag, then they are gone. Have you seen that? Have you called you that? Why have you done that? We don't see anything. It's the children who break, they will dirty the carpet in the house, break the chair, do everything, but contribution, zero. They will leave the light on. The television, they will, it will be on when they are sleeping. Everything. But they are the ones who don't contribute. Ask the person sitting by you, are you a spiritual child or? Hallelujah. In Hebrews chapter 5, verse number 12, I'm trying. In Hebrews chapter 5, verse number 12, quickly. Hey, my time is up. Hebrews chapter 5 verse 12. Can we read it together? One, go. For a time ye ought to be what? Teachers. Ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and become such as have need of milk and not. Hallelujah. Amen. Bible said a time comes in the development of a Christian that you ought to be a teacher. Every Christian, you need to mature. Every Christian. You see, many people think that it is the pastor who are supposed to preach. But the Bible said that no. A time comes in your life as an ordinary Christian. You may be a pharmacist, you may be a nurse, you may be a doctor, you may be an accountant or a lawyer. But you cannot be an infant Christian forever in your life. A time comes for when the time... ye ought to be teachers. A time comes that you need to be teachers. It means you have become a matured person in Christ, that you are teaching people how to do their quiet time, how to pray, how to do things. Amen.
Amen.
When that time does not come, it means you are spiritually disabled. A baby that never grows to sit down. At the age of 4, still, when you sit down, you are going, how? Always somebody need to put a lot of pillows to support you. How? 4 years. After you've been in the church for some time, it is about time for you to even look. Our church is a nice church, but our chairs is not making the church nice. We need proper chairs. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah, I'm going to do a project. Everybody, you are going to buy your own church. You are going to buy your own chair. Yeah, I will show you. I'm still looking for the one that will be affordable. A nice soft one. Do you understand? Yeah. Then you buy your own chair.
Wow.
And you may also choose the color.
Wow.
There will be nice color everywhere.
Wow.
What do you think?
Nothing.
Yeah, that is maturity. Not that you are sitting down, you are waiting for us. Everything you are waiting for us. Sometimes you also need to. You rise up. One day you go. By the time your mother comes, a new furniture, new set of furniture, you have changed. They said they should bring this here. Your mother will be so happy. Hello? That is maturity. Not that you are there lifting your hands. My name is Jimmy. Give me, give me. My name is always taking. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you going to mature?
Yes.
Ask the person, so don't complain about people who don't pay tithe. Because they are spiritually immature. Do parents become worried about people, their children who are not contributing to them? The only time is when you mature.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So please mature very fast. We are not worried. Mature quickly. You cannot decide that your pastor says there is the infant who don't pay tithe. So you are going to remain infant like that. Who is that? Who is that? Who is that? Now that is the spiritual immature people who don't pay them, then I have decided that permanently I am a spiritual child. Are you there? You cannot decide that from now you are spiritually infant forever and ever. Tell somebody, mature. Ask the person sitting by you. So you, as you were not paying your tithe, is it that you did not know or you are not matured? Ask the person, is it that you did not know or you were not matured? Which one did the person choose? Hallelujah. Are you there? Okay. What number are we? Number 11. Okay, people don't pay tithe because they don't care whether the church exists or not. People don't care. You go to tavern, they pay rent. You go, when you were not a believer, you were clubbing, you pay to go to the club.
Entrance fee
at church. When you come to church, it's nicer than all the places. But you have not thought about it. You don't care whether the church exists or will be built or not. Are you here or you've gone home? I feel that somebody is not happy with my preaching. I want to stop. This is the original scripture in Malachi 3:10. Malachi. This is what the scripture that we read in Malachi 3:10. Will they rob me? Will a man rob God? That you have robbed me. And say, wherewith have we robbed you? In what?
In tithe.
And God says, in tithe and in offering. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In tithe and in offering. Wherein have we robbed you? In tithe and in offering. Continue, please. Verse number 9. Ye are cursed with a curse. Okay. That's not what I don't want to talk about the curse. Go to 10. I'm still treating like you did not know. You know, sometimes when children do things, you don't want them to understand the implication. A child who has chosen not to go to school. See, you need to go to school. It's important. You don't want to tell him what it means. Or a child who is trying to become a truant, he goes to his having friends who are bouncing school and going. You don't understand what is going to happen. So you don't want to tell the person the implication, lest it happens the way you are saying it. So you don't even do that. This means that you are going to be useless. This means that you don't want to say all these things. So you just said, oh, it's not good. Do you understand? So let's jump the verse number. Now, I don't want you to, you are cursed with a curse. No, let's jump the verse to the verse number 10. I don't want you to see it. Because an infant, even you don't understand what your curse is. Verse number 10. Let's read it together. One, go. Bring ye all the tithe into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So he says that bring it to what? The storehouse. So if, look, thank God that by his grace and mercy we have a church building. But we pay water bill, electricity, there are so many things. Sewage. You think about other places that we don't have burden. Rent. You need to pay rent. You need to pay different things. How? So if you are not paying, the church doesn't have a ship that goes to see and bring money. The church doesn't have taxes that we operate from Langa and Bevel.
Yes.
The church doesn't have any certain. The church doesn't have Maguya joints that we are making money from. Or you want the church to sell chicken feet. You come there and said, hello, there's a chicken feet. The church, we don't have any, we don't have a tax shop. Or you want the church to have a hair salon. Then we will force you to do your hair every Sunday. In the church. So when you don't pay your tithe and you don't give, you don't want the church to continue. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. And especially the next one is that those who don't pay tithe don't want the pastor to be paid. To be paid, and you are always calling me, telling me your dreams. And most of you, you don't even call, you send me, please call, and I call you. Where do you think that I have the money to buy them? Even when you call and you are able to reach me, what data? How do I get the data? And sometimes you add it, call me urgently. And there are these people that when they are telling you their dream, they don't go straight forward. The dream, hey, the dream was coming from here. You don't see. So what happens, you see? Say, pastor, so it was like something was coming. By the time they will tell you the dream, 40 minutes is gone. Those who don't want the pastor to be paid, they are the ones who are always coming for counseling. Your number one sin, we have counseled you. When they come, the challenge is, is it working? Say, pastor, it's not working at all. The same old story, but with a new person. Hey! What a shock. You see it in Nehemiah chapter 18, verse number 10. Everything I'm saying is in the Bible. I'm not telling you my own mind. So those who are not paying tithes, you don't want missionary to be sent. You don't want me. If you don't take time, if I pray for you, it may not work well. But it will work in the name of Jesus. Look at that. Let's read it together. One, go. And I perceive that the portion of the Levite, that the pastors, had not been given them, for the Levite and the singers that did the work were fled everyone to his field. Do you know that I trained as an accountant? I can also go and look for a job somewhere.
Oh no.
Yeah, I can go and look for a job somewhere. So that Sunday service we will do, because by now I will be on course.
Hey.
You understand? Mm. So Sunday, you come, I will not be here.
Oh no.
When yeah, once a while.
No.
You see, everyone, the Bible says that he perceived that the Levites, the leaders, the pastors, the shepherds, who, and the singers who were doing the work, their portion, nobody has paid tithe for them to be paid.
Same.
And even the time you choose to pay the tithe, when you have spent and something is left. Hey. So when you look at the month is gone. Do you understand?
Yeah.
We are in 21st and you have not paid your tithe for last month.
Hey.
So when am I going to be paid? Ask the person, is it fair what you are doing? Is it proper? When your employers have thought about you to pay you before the 25th, you don't want to pay your tithe on 25th. You want to pay your tithe on 10th.
Why?
2 weeks later.
Why?
Why?
Tell the person, repent.
Repent.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hey.
Repenting good.
Mm. I have so many points, I don't know which one to give you. I want to close. I think that we should close. People don't pay tithe because they think that they earn too little. Pastor, this is my 1,005 also, you want me to pay it? We earn too little, but it's not enough. And the next one is that people don't pay tithe because they earn too much. The people who earn too little, so this is too little, it will not make any difference. Even if I say, what will it do? And the people who earn too much, they say, hey, it's too big. Am I going to pay tithe? 100,000. If God gives you 1,000,000, bring the 100,000. I will be here waiting for you. In the name of Jesus. I say in the name of Jesus. I say in the name of Jesus. If you don't say amen, are you planning not to be a millionaire? Because I did not hear the amen properly. Be a millionaire. 100,000 will not be a problem to you. If it will be a problem, that's why you are not going to be a millionaire. 100,000, you should be able to dispense easily. I see you swimming in millions. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. Become a millionaire. I say become a millionaire. May God bless you. May millions be wired into your account. May God prosper the work of your hand. May money never be a problem. You will never say, I earn too much or I earn too little. He that is faithful with little will be faithful with much. Hallelujah. I see you being faithful. The word of God will be fulfilled in your life. He will open the windows of heaven over your life. He will bless you that there will not be room enough to contain it. You see that you have cars that you don't have garages to keep them in. You have assets that you cannot keep them in your house. You have a yacht that you need to keep them somewhere. You have a boat. You have buses. You have tents. In the name of Jesus. I pray that God will fulfill his word concerning you.
Amen.
He is faithful.
Amen.
He is faithful. He who has promised.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Be a tithe. Don't have problem with the word of God. Unless there is no God, or unless the Bible is not true. But if the Bible is true and there's God, and Jesus came to die for us, and we are born again, then why are you ignoring this portion of the Bible? Let's do the word of God.
Amen.
And receive a blessing.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
May the Lord bless you.
Amen.
May he lift his countenance upon
Amen.
You. May he cause you to receive the blessings of tithing, the blessings of giving.
Amen.
Let the prophecies and every word that you have obeyed,
Amen.
Let it be fulfilled concerning your life. Amen. The Lord bless you.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Now with your eyes closed, if you are here, you are not sure of your salvation, I want you to say, Pastor, pray with me. Pray for me. I was once born again, but so many things have happened. Or somebody invited me, but I know that I don't know Jesus. I have not accepted him. Will you pray with me? If this is what you are saying, with your eyes closed, lift on your right hand, and I'll pray with you. You want to be born again? Lift it high above your head. God bless you. God bless you. Keep it lifted high above your head. Father, behold every hand that is lifted. Let the grace of God that brings salvation be our portion. Heal us, deliver us. May we not be the same because we came to you. Still with your hands lifted, I need you to move and come to me. Come, my brother. Come, my brother. You've lifted your hand. Come. Please move and come. Yes. Yes, come. You lifted your hand, come. Come, I'm waiting for you. Oh, yes, Lord.
A lightness in my spirit.
I'm waiting for you. I'm waiting for you. Come, you want to give your life to Jesus.
And I will praise you. And I will praise you.
Come, my brother, my sister.
Yes, I will praise
you. Don't want to go to hell. Move and come to me. For you. Please, if you are different, lift your two hands to the Lord and say this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, this afternoon I come to you just as I am. Please forgive me. Wash me. Cleanse me with your blood. From today, I believe in you. Jesus, you are the Son of God. You died for me and you rose again. I receive you into my heart as the Savior, the Lord, and the Master. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my life. Please write my name in the book of life. From today, I belong to you. I will follow you all the days of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Amen. Amen. For I thank you for the life of your dear ones. I pray with them and I pray for them. Be filled with the Holy Ghost. Begin to speak in tongues right away. Ha! Reando, suba, reande. It's flowing. Open your mouth and pray. You'll be speaking a language that you have not learned. That is it. Continue. Open your mouth and pray. Oh, yes. My God, let their lives change. Mahatalabo, Subronde, Simu, Tika. Jesus, Jesus, I commend them to your grace and I commit them to your able hands. Keep them and bring them through until we see each other in heaven. Thank you for what you've done. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God bless you, my brothers and sisters. This that you have done is the best decision you've taken all your life. This decision will take us one day to heaven, and you will never regret it. Hallelujah.
We hope you've been blessed by the Word of God. Please worship with us every Sunday at 10 a.m. at LCI Megachurch, Lewisham Way, 79 Parklands Main Road, Cape Town, South Africa.